Talk to Professor Christian Dustman from the University College London, who co-authored a study on EU migrants. This is nothing to do with Calais. We're doing a different story now. I mentioned it on the front page of The Independent that £20 billion is what EU migrants bring to the economy over a decade. And we'll speak to Christian Dustman now. Christian, good morning to you. This is Well, when I say it's new research, you're using data that's already available, I understand.
Yes, of course. Our study draws on official statistics about tax revenue and transfers to the British population, as well as data from the Labour Force survey.
Yeah, so, I mean, so could anybody argue with the data, first of all?
Well, the paper is going to be published in the Economic Journal as of today. And we make all our procedures transparent so everybody can precisely see what we have been doing.
And is there a difference between certain European countries? I mean, for instance, I know looking at some of your data, if you look at France and Germany, I think they contribute, workers from France and Germany who come to Britain contribute a significant amount of tax revenue to the Treasury. But that's not true of all countries, I assume.
Well, we don't break down our numbers by single countries. The reason being that statistical imprecision would be too large. But what we do break down is countries from the old European Union, EU 15, and those immigrants who come from the new countries, the Eastern and Central European countries. So we consider the period between 2000 and 2011. We look at immigrants who arrived after 2000 from the new Central and Eastern European countries, from the west of Europe and from the west of the world.
Can I ask you if this is a net, this £20 billion figure, is that a net figure? Because some people might argue, yeah, but you have to provide sometimes in-work benefits, you have to provide social housing sometimes, you have to provide extra doctors and extra housing. Is this a net figure or is this a gross figure?
That is a net figure where all these things are considered. So we look at the benefits and transfers to those different population groups, and we contrast that with the tax revenue, the tax contributions these groups make.
So basically, you've taken off the costs, and this is what it actually brings in to the Treasury.
Absolutely.
You won't be surprised to hear that there will be some political parties who rubbish these figures.
Yes, sure.
What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, we are academics. We have written a piece of research which has gone through a very rigorous peer review process. It is now published in the Economic Journal, which is the best economic journal in this country. And if somebody wants to engage with our research on that level, then we very much welcome that.
Okay, Professor Christian Dustman, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Professor Christian Dustman, he's from the University College London, who co-authored that study that showed EU migrants bring £20 billion over a 10-year period to Britain.